Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
This is Mike.
And this is Wendy.
From Sunspot.
And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Sunspot, brand new music from Sunspot, the strangest frequency. This is the name of the album. I'm on Fire was that song. And Terry.
That was hot.
That was good stuff right there.
Oh, man.
Hey, on the phone with us right now from Michigan, the Michigan Paranormal Convention. They're getting ready to do a show out there tonight. Is Mike, Wendy, and Ben from Sunspot. Hello, Sunspot.
Hope you guys are having fun tonight. We are too.
Hey, oh my gosh, this is awesome to talk with you, especially knowing you are at the Michigan Paranormal Convention. Okay, tell us about this, and how did you get invited to play? I love this.
Well, a lot of the inspirations for our songs end up being like paranormal stuff or ghost. You know, a lot of bands write love songs, right? Not a lot of bands write love songs about werewolves. So you just figure, you find your niche and you go with it. But this is something, it's a fun thing to talk about. You know, a lot of our favorite bands, if it's going to be Alice Cooper, Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne, Rush, Maiden, like a lot of those bands have that kind of inspiration. Yep. And so we just also took it, and we took it in more of a pop rock angle, and love singing about it. So that was the kind of thing where it goes to, if paranormal conventions or places like that are looking for a band that's kick ass when they found us.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you all been together, I think, for like 25, 26 years, you know?
Longer than most marriages. Honestly, this is incredible, you guys.
What's the secret?
Well, we only talk to each other through our lawyers.
That's the important part.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, quite recently, I guess it's been a few years, but like your older stuff, older Sunspot, that was not about really paranormal stuff at all. Where did that transition kind of hit, Mike?
Well, it started, it probably, I'd say, like the 2010s or something, where we started to like aggressively just be like, okay, nobody else is doing this, so let's get in there and let's make it happen. And so before, we were just taking inspiration from almost anything. But then we found that the songs that had a little bit of a different kind of edge, mm-hmm. people responded to it well.
Yeah.
And so we went along with whatever people were responding to, because we wanted to make an impact and make a difference and have people enjoy the music.
And kind of goes hand in hand with the See You on the Other Side of podcast. What's happening on the podcast these days?
Well, Wendy and I worked on See You on the Other Side podcast, and we did about 300 episodes of talking about weird stuff and then coming up with a song every podcast. And Wendy, how did you feel about that? It was wonderful. Right? Well, staying up till 4 o'clock in the morning is wonderful.
It definitely the timelines were a little intense, but through that, we met a lot of the people that we actually are seeing here at the conference this weekend. We interviewed a lot of people, and we got some very unique inspiration for songs that turned out, you know.
And the songs that turned out on the new album, The Strangest Frequency, a lot of the inspiration for it came from the people we were talking to on the podcast.
Oh, wow. So, how many albums?
Ben's got some thoughts, too.
Oh, good,
I was just going to say, that's probably the most fulfilling thing about playing at this conference, you know, that the people you wrote these songs about, like, show up to hear you play, and they're like, hey, that's, you know, that song's about my research or my podcast and stuff.
That
really
is
fun.
So great. Hey, you guys, how many albums? And this one is hot. I mean, it's really fun to listen to. But how many have you put out at this point? Do you have any idea?
This is the ninth album. The ninth full length.
Full length, yes.
But if you guys go on Bandcamp or YouTube or whatever, you're going to see a couple of hundred Sunspot songs.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If people like our band, and I know the people listening to Max Inc. Radio love our band.
Oh yeah.
So if people like our band, then you have basically your next YouTube playlist for the next 40 hours of your life.
Absolutely. Hey, I need to tell you guys a big hello from Mark Schwegler. He adores you guys. And when he heard we were talking to you, he was so jealous. But he could not brag enough about your musical talents. And I said, I know. But it was so great
right,
to hear.
Coming from a guy who can bowl who regularly bowls like 260.
Exactly. So and he can play.
I'll take that compliment.
Yes. And, you know, he's in a band now, too, and he's playing bass guitar in the Hair Lip Dog, I think it is,
Hair
band.
Hair Lip Log.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but,
awesome.
Yeah. Big hello from him.
Wendy.
All right. Well, Mark.
Wendy, it's Mama season, the final round.
Oh, yes.
People can vote for the Sunspot songs, and you're also up some, for some personal awards too, aren't you?
Oh, I made it into the violinist category.
Oh, that's awesome.
Of course, the
Thank
mamas.
You. Yeah.
What do the mamas mean to you folks?
Oh, gosh. I mean, the mamas are huge for us. I suppose I could let Ben handle that one, hand it over to you.
Yeah, I mean, we're connected to the mamas in, a variety of different ways. But mm-hmm. one of the cool things is, you know, like when you donate, when you vote, you know, for the awards part of the mamas, it puts the instruments in kids' hands, and we'd certainly like that.
Absolutely.
And I am a teacher. Yeah.
And weren't you a crown teacher of the year for the mamas one year?
Yeah. I was humbled and honored to receive that. Yeah.
Well, we were thrilled for you because I can only imagine how happy the kids are that get to learn from you. So thanks for what you do as
Thank
a teacher.
You.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you could vote for right, Sunspot yeah. right now at themamas.org.
Right.
And while you're there, you can also donate to put instruments in the hands of kids. It's very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Sunspot's on the phone with us right now. The Strangest Frequency is the name of the new album. It's a really cool album. I got to preview it before we got on the air today, and I loved it. Here's the big news, or is it the big question. Did you see any ghost, or did you channel any energy while recording this album?
Well, we didn't see any ghosts in the studio. Except the ghosts of all of our classic rock heroes who possessed us while we were recording it.
Oh, man.
So one of the videos off the album that's already available, people can watch, the song's called I Don't Want to Be a Ghost, and we shot it at a haunted mansion in Lake Geneva.
Ooh.
And so weird stuff happened that night, like while we were shooting the video. So we didn't, well, we did get a ghost on camera, but I think everybody should go to YouTube and check it out to see the ghost we got on camera.
No kidding.
Night.
Okay, I'm going to have to share that on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You guys, doesn't it ever freak you out? Because I know you do a lot of this, and you give tours at, places that are haunted. Don't you ever get freaked out?
Yeah, sometimes. Well, the thing is, one of the things that got us into this is that we would play at every dive bar, around the country. We just drive out. It'd be Friday, Saturday night. We're like, let's go. Oh, yeah, here's a dive bar in the middle of Illinois. Here's a dive bar in the middle of Indiana. They're having bands. We're going to go play there. And so we'd go to these places, and then the bartenders would say crazy stuff like, oh, yeah, if the lights flash at 11 o'clock, don't worry about that. That's just a ghost. And you'd be like, what?
Oh, man.
What do you mean? And so you start talking to the people who work in these places and the people who just, it's normal for them to have weird experiences.
Yeah.
And so we just started going along with it. Like, okay, oh, your attic is haunted? Sounds good. Let's take the camera.
Oh, man.
It's a lot more fun than just sitting around, between setup and showtime, right?
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
The glamorous part about rock and roll is the waiting between sound check and the actual performance.
The pre-show radio interview on over the phone.
Yeah, that too.
That too, right?
Right. Actually, this is better than most, to tell you the truth. Like, otherwise, we'd just be sucking down beers. Well, we're still sucking out beers.
The album is called The Strangest Frequency. Is available now. Just go to the Sunspot socials. You got sunspot.com, too, I believe, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Sunspotmusic.com or sunspotmusic.com mm-hmm. will lead you to the promised land.
Excellent.
To the promised land.
Oh, and there's so much good stuff on it.
Hey, have a great show tonight in Michigan. Enjoy yourselves. Be safe. Don't get carried away by Casper or anything like that. And
I'm worried about the Mounties. So we're in Sault Ste. Marie, so I'm worried about the Mounties coming over, invading, and like swimming over, and then taking us back, and they're gonna beat us with free health care in Canada.
Oh no!
Hey, we're unplugged from politics here on a Saturday night.
Oh yeah, that's right.
All right, real quick, tell me about the song we're gonna play next here, which is "Spend the Night."
So this one is about staying in haunted places. You know, there's a place in Iowa called the Velasca Axe Murder House, and their website is thevelascaaxemurderhouse.com. And people spend hundreds of dollars to hang out there and see if they can have a paranormal experience where some of these crazy things happen. Lizzie Borden, same thing. Her house in Massachusetts, people will stay at this house. And so that song's inspired by people that not just are interested in this kind of stuff, but people that seek out and try to have some kind of experience. And they'll go to a haunted hotel, and they will spend the night.
It's
awesome.
I love to hear about it. I don't know if I could do it. But thank you for telling us about it and writing awesome songs about it.
It's Sunspot. Thank you for the time.
Yeah,
love
thanks, you guys. Love ya.
All right, we love you guys. Have fun back in the WI. And look, we're going to retake Upper Michigan for Wisconsin tonight.
Thank you.
When we come back tomorrow, Upper Michigan's going to be part of the WI.
Excellent.
We have faith in you.
Yes.
Spend the night. It's Sunspot on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in the murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. So we'll spend the night.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Chair doctor for recliner, feet on an Ottoman empire, giving advice just like everyone. I must assume he thinks I'm pretty dumb or deaf or destitute.
My loot is better spent than saved, okay? My yard's greener, wife's dreamier, cookie cutter. I'm a quitter or a winner, I can't tell. Definitely going to hell. My ego must be kept in check, and it's about time that I asked, what are you on? What are you on? What are you smoking? How do you land on these conclusions? Why can't you see it's a joke for a dream? What are you on? What are you on? Sad alone in a moldy basement, listening to dad rock, pavement adjacent, post-divorce, more golf course, keeping score, off the court is bad, lose all our friends that you had, yeah, yeah, you can make US dollars, but that don't buy no self-awareness, wish they sold it in a can, but there's no chance, I think myself is someone else, mental health, totally shot, the ozone layer fully rot, Red Bull giving me the twitch. Is it a good time to get religious? Hope is a raisin baking on the pavement. Priorities out of whack. Shack attack. What are you on? What are you on? What are you smoking? How do you land on these conclusions? Why can't you see it's a joke for a dream? What are you on? What are you on? What are you smoking? What are you smoking? How do you land on these conclusions? Why can't you see it's a joke for a dream? It's a joke for a dream. What do you think?
Sync Radio. We are local music. Brett Newsky from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What are you smoking is the question that Brett is asking you. It's a single from 2020. What are you smoking tonight? I don't know. I'm not going to answer that.
Okay. We have to plead the fifth. He is on tour.
Yes, he is.
He's got a big tour coming up. Iowa, Kansas, Texas. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stops in Texas, Tulsa. And then he says he will be back to the Midwest after that.
He is always on the road.
I have heard that.
Yeah. Have you ever watched Krusty Adventures on YouTube?
I have not. Oh, should I be?
Yeah. That's a great way to kill a bunch of hours on a rainy day. Guaranteed. Krusty Adventures.
I will look
forward to it. It's fun. hey, next hour, Marlo Darkin from Venus and Furs is going to join us. And she's going to tell us all about Punk's Picnic that's happening in September 10th at Lake Farm Park. Always a good thing. And I wanted to call her up and say, hey, tell us all about it, because it's going to be really good this year. It's a great lineup of music, Terry.
Excellent.
Looking forward to that.
Okay.
We got some bar notes next hour.
Oh, I might have some more for you. Yeah.
You want to tease a couple or?
No. Mm-mm.
No.
All I'd like to say is stick around. You don't want to miss it.
All right. All right. If you want to, if you're in a band, especially up in the northern part of Wisconsin,
right,
in our listening area, Wausau, and Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point. And if you want to get your music on the radio, we would love to hear from you. You can send us an email, attach some MP3s, send us a little bio, and tell us about the songs. And we'll be happy to get it on the air for you. You go to maxincradio.com, or you can just send us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com. And we'll get that on the air for you. Plus, tell us about your shows. And we got a bunch of shows up at the Max Inc. music calendar right now, too. So Rocker is going to be here at 10 o'clock tonight for Max Inc. Heavy. Looking forward to that. In the meantime, stick around. More local music and Venus and Fur is Punk's Picnic coming up next hour on Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.